Next, we have a financial report, and we have Shauna and Linda to go over those with us. I think you have some reports right now.
Yes, I attached the tax return for last year that you need to sign.
Okay.
While she's passing that out, I'm just going to give you the totals that are in our bank account.
Okay.
Balances.
Okay.
We have, Linda's moved everything from the one account except for $100. She left it open. And then we have it transferred into the savings account.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry, that transferred into our checking account. And so the savings account still has $1,164.01.
Shauna, sorry, don't let me interrupt you.
Okay, and the balance in our checking account as of yesterday was $72,814.13.
And this reflects from our last meeting with paperwork.
Do we not have that in this paperwork?
What you have just an update come as of yesterday.
Okay, so where is the balance sheet for the savings and the check? We got the check and it's 72,000. You said 814. This says 155 at the top here. But
well, that was this was as of yesterday.
So. Mine is as of last week.
Last week. Okay, thank you.
When I babysit my grandkids, I got sick.
Oh, right. She had plenty.
So Linda,
yes,
you are. The customer balance sheet, when you go in to print this profit and loss, you go into reports and then print profit and loss, and right below it is balance sheet. And if you would print the balance sheet, then it would give us the totals of all those accounts. But that's not in here, in the QuickBooks. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. What you have on the back side of this is,
you only have a copy here.
the account that has not been paid yet, you had asked for that one.
Yeah.
And you have your budget for the, what has been, what our totals are for what we have in February, what we did in February, and then also to year to date on behind the one in February, so. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Okay, well, I have a question. In the balance account is approximately $73,000. On the income statement, it says only an acceptance state of $30,000, approximately
$31,000.
That was for January, so that's not here today.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Is this all that was paid in February?
In February, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah, it's paid in February.
The assessment paid January 1st through March.
What was that year? What was that year for last week?
January through the 19th.
Oh, 8,000 has been paid.
Right, so that's 50.
Still, I don't need this.
Okay.
All right.
Well, except it,
yeah.
Okay. Well, it would mean something if we'd given her a budget, but until
right.
She can put a budget in,
right. And then that's the next budget. And we have, now, Mike, we're going to get into this in new business as far as overdue accounts.
Okay, that's on the back, that's the back page in there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll discuss that with.
Okay. And sometime before you leave, you need to sign this plate and send it off.
Okay.
Because our taxes for last year.
Write it down this way so I don't forget.
Okay.
Can get
well, don't take it with you because I got to send some checks.
I just want to get it here for right now so that I know that it's here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the other thing that was on that but the agenda was the Terrell Johnson letter, which we have here.
You have it already. Do you want to talk about it? Okay.
Yeah, I will when we get that.
Okay.
Not quite there yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Another thing we also cover is that monies that are due us, we have Brent Robinson that has not paid yet, and we need to send him.
Have we not invoiced him?
We haven't, no.
So we need to send him in. So I was asking, how many days or how many months was he on?
Last year, he just sent it to us, you know, what he did.
I know.
Anyway, he just asked me a question.
Terrell Johnson?
No. Robinson.
Oh, Robinson. Brent Robinson.
No. Remember, he came, what day did he come in on?
Right.
The day we leave. We have 90 head of cattle.
Right. I have it written down in the house.
Okay, if we can get that today, we need that. So that Linda can just send him an invoice, and we could double check that with what he's reported, because he's already reported to the BLM.
Right.
What day he came in and came out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I have spoken to him in person. I mean, we have done that. So.
And what did you say?
Can we go get it real quick?
Gotta do that. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, okay. Well, we need to send a statement. So
we will.
We'll send them.
I shall do that.
And
I'm going to find that out.
Okay. As soon as we find out, from what I understand, it's $10 per head per month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to know if we know it's 90 head. And, okay. As far as you know. Now, unless there's something else in there that I'm not aware of as far as pairs or whatever. But I know that Paul counted 90 head when he dropped them off and also when he picked them back up.
Okay.
Tractor work income, what was that from?
When I got my truck stuck, Paul plowed me out. That was 5 foot drift along the deer.
No, he's like, why did we charge you?
Okay.
He sent me a check.
Okay.
That's Brent.
We're liking everything we can get.
I pay my dues.
Okay.
And then some.
The cabin maintenance, is that the supplies for this year? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the work they've been doing in cabin 7 and all.
Oh, okay. That's the work that, cabin 7 and the supplies were really, okay. And I asked you when I talked with Nancy the other day that we knew you were out shopping to keep things at a minimum right now until we knew where we were at with the budget, so we had a firm budget. So, and I think we should try to keep things, tight. And if we need to get more supplies, call someone that's going to be coming out this way and we're glad, pick it up and so we don't have to keep a big stock on hand. We can kind of gauge it as we go. That's my opinion. I don't know how everyone else in the board feel about that. Ed, you're okay with that?
No, that sounds prudent. I mean,
well, I don't have a problem with them stocking some things if they get a good buy on it. Then we know what we use pretty much during the year. So if they find a good buy, I say buy it.
Kind of popped our balloon. We went down there to get supplies.
Yeah.
And we went down there to get some other things that we needed, like some curtains and things like that. And while we were in the middle of that's when we got to a phone call, and we were both like,
We don't have a firm budget yet, so hold up.
Yeah, we did get the supplies that we needed to start up while we were down there, and it was prudent. I think both Nancy and I are quite prudent, in doing that. And but we didn't get everything that we had planned for that trip, which I thought was unfortunate. But we bucked up and came home.
I tried to leave camp. I kept asking you a question every time I stepped through the Jeep. I had to go and do something else.
So it was a bit discouraging, but we did get the supplies to start up in for May, and we'll have probably two months worth of supplies.
Okay.
There still are things that we need to get, though, and Nancy has a list of them, so
right.
I think it would be good to give her some time to let you share that with you.
All right. And like I say, those people come from town, to bring it.
Well,
hey, Jeremy.
Picking out curtains and things like that is kind of something she should do, I think. Unless you have somebody that you're, you know, I don't see. Bring the tree sets of curtains that are this length and that length. You know, yeah. That's a little different. Those are some of the other things that she was wanting to do.
Right.
And I personally, of course, I'm not on the board, but I personally feel like there's something we need to give her a free range to do, and a budget. A budget and a free range to accomplish those things.
Yeah, so that was the best example of being able to communicate just what's there.
Exactly.
So that's what we got. You know, we got to be firm on our budget, you know, so we can stay within, you know, so we don't exceed our budget and that we're prudent that way. So until we have it set, my whole purpose was
to
hold off till we get it set and then we know what we can, you know.
Oh, I agree. Last year, cabin expenses and cabin supplies were not our problem. It was auto expenses.
Right.
It was a big problem.
You never know what's going to be our expense this year.
Well, I know it's going to be water this year, but that's what we need to watch all of those. I agree. Yes, totally, I agree.
Well, right now at Walmart, they have some clearance ones. They're $5 for some rather good ones.
For what?
Like a living curtain.
Oh, clearance. Okay.
If you need a window size, I'll help you out.
Great.
All right. Does anyone have any other questions about expenditures?
Not that I think more of the discussion is for budget.
Do you have another one of these, Linda?
Hey, Dustin Hollis is here. Welcome. I was right over.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. It was a great day. I'd like to keep this meeting as short as possible so that we can get out and enjoy the ranch. How's that? So, we have to make some moves. So if there's no other further discussion on the budget items or budget concerns, Donna, do you have anything else that you want to work from the Treasury?
We'll talk about it later. I'll talk about this. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll cover this last page and we'll get to the business. Okay.